I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Run away. Run away. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Good vibes. That's what we got here. It's Tuesday. I'm sorry. I'm doing the goat noise that Posty does.
Oh, okay.
Run away. Good vibes and variety.
You're doing an old lady voice.
No, that's for later when I'm talking about Jello. Trevor Noah, George Lopez, we've got tickets to both those shows. You can win them with one text. Just be the funniest. You're always so funny. Just keep it up. Keep up the good work. The funniest text from our listeners. That's the whole way to win. Each day, we're going to blame it on Maddie. Maddie's going to pick the winner.
Got a good one so far.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it the limerick?
The limerick for Bob.
Yeah, the limerick is really funny.
Very well done.
It's going to be a tough one to beat.
Yeah, that will be hard to beat. But, I mean, there's still a chance.
But go for it.
That's right. And we're doing this every day this week. So funny text from our listeners. And that can win you Trevor Noah, George Lopez tickets. Let's see. Trevor is playing May 24th and George Lopez is May 31st. Both shows at the Mountain Winery Concert Series. So, If your text is selected, 800-400-3697, you could win two pairs of tickets. Incredible. It's good. I miss Trevor. I don't totally miss Trevor because I do love that that Jon Stewart's back on The Daily Show. But I always thought that he was very different on there, but he's sharp, really funny. Some of his stand-up stuff is great.
His stand-up is awesome. Mm. That'll be a great, and plus Mountain Winery, great place to go.
Mm. So beautiful. All right. The question here is Mr. Clean, sexy or disturbing? Which I really never thought about all that much. There's a Super Bowl ad that they ran, and this is like from 2017. And the thing about it is that he's creepy in it. Like he's always been, you know, this muscle guy and stuff, but he's like looks like something out of a Pixar movie, I guess. He's sort of got that sort of animation to him. And he starts cleaning the house. His ladies, she's dressed to clean the house, and there's so much that they have to do. And
well, she's doing it with him.
Yeah, well, she's watching him, and then it turns into her husband because he's Mr. Clean.
Oh, and he's cleaning, and
now she's hot for him.
Thanks for the help, honey.
You gotta love a man who cleans.
Right
is the little tagline there.
Oh, honey.
So there are women and. I don't know, presumably some men who want Mr. Clean to be their daddy. And Drew Barrymore is not one of them.
Oh.
I guess she was talking on her show. There was a poll recently that said more than half of Americans get turned on watching their partner do household chores. And I want to say you might have talked about this. Like, it is kind of hot when your husband or your person, whoever... Maybe, you know, I don't think it's limited to men or women. But when you see somebody who's doing something that that you would have had to do otherwise, you know, the thing that has to happen when someone does
it. Acts of service are one of the ways you tell people you love them.
Yes,
for sure.
That is a love language.
I have a shaved head and have shaved it for 25 years, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to say. Anybody who shaves their head, eventually someone will make a Mr. Clean reference.
Ah.
Happens all like I don't hear it all the time, but I don't get out much. But I have heard it. So he's a pop culture character.
Yeah.
And I don't understand necessarily why you're saying there women are
apparently
hot
people are hot for Mr. Clean.
Okay.
And when there's a guy which to me he was always that particular character was always like a little bit disturbing. Like why, you know, this big muscly guy who's going to come in and look at you funny and be cleaning your things. I don't know. It was never, and I don't think you look at all like Mr. Clean. Like Mr. Clean looks like a, I don't know.
Well, it's a shaved head reference. And the truth in my, this is just my opinion, and I have, again, I have a shaved head and have shaved mine for 25 mm-hmm. years. I want to say the first person I knew that wasn't sick that shaved his head was Kojak.
Yes.
This yep. was a character on TV. He was
he embraced the bald.
He was
like a detective.
Yeah, Private Eye, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what he was. I never watched it. But that was, and it stood out so much, it was slightly scary or right. or not.
Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas, yes. And I actually had one of my daughter's good friends growing up was scared of my head.
Oh,
what?
Like, why doesn't he have hair?
Oh.
What's wrong with him? What happened to him?
Oh.
And so I do think that there's a very unique part of our, it's become very normal.
Yes.
Michael Jordan and sure. and more have made it very acceptable to shave your head as a way of saying,
Bruce Willis.
My hair's fallen out and I say, all of you can go with it. Yeah. Like, get out.
I like that it's become really acceptable because it is true. It's, you know, at the comb over, I don't know about that. That doesn't seem like the option. So say take it off if you can. Not everybody can.
I mean, if people are hot for Mr. Clean, I guess my point would be that's nice to see the acceptance level has changed because most people are like, oh, what's wrong with you?
Mm. Does he have any hair? Did they show that he's got like little side hairs
no.
or he's
no,
just completely? He's, oh, yeah. Oh, nice earrings too. Wow. And interesting. He has, I guess because he's so clean, he's dressed all in, you know, like the white super mm-hmm. tight pants, a white t-shirt, a white belt. He's got white eyebrows.
They gave him no bulge.
Yeah, it was
well,
just
I mean, very
I don't
Kendall,
know why
right?
that's where my
non,
eyes
very
went.
Very non-threatening.
Well, because Let's that's have where a look. The shot
oh,
is.
Actually, it looks like a chick. Actually got a camel toe. That is, he's really got something for everyone, doesn't he? He's so, I just find him to be so creepy. It's not, and it's not the bald thing. Like, it's the him thing.
Well,
my
it's
God.
A, it's a.
Anyway. Oh, look at him. He's so like,
well,
I'm going to clean stuff and then I'm
going to,
yeah, right. No, it's true. That is true.
I'll put this commercial up.
Please do. That'll be great. Anyway, Drew Barrymore does not want anything to do. And I didn't really spend a bunch of time thinking about this, but then I watched this ad, which I hadn't seen since 2017, I guess, and thought, yeah, I can see. I see why she doesn't want to. It's like that guy. It's almost like he's looking at you. He's giving you side eye. Like, you see what I'm doing for you? Now you're going to do stuff for me. Nah, I don't want to. Just keep working.
He's just trying to sell sponges, Sarah. It's
I guess
okay.
so. Sure. Magic eraser.
I do a lot of cleaning. It's never gotten me anywhere. So I don't know if
what
I
What are you talking about? You were a married guy.
Yeah. I don't think my wife found it sexy, though.
Mm. Oh, maybe you just didn't. Maybe she was at work when you were doing it. That's your problem. You got to do it in front of somebody.
And you got to wear a thong. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And put on some music and
taking notes for the second dancing. Mrs. Stout. Okay. Oh. All right. Gotta.
Would you marry again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would. I mean, right now it's the last thing on my mind.
Do you want kids?
You know, it's maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
the more I hear about him, the more you guys talk about him. So, you know,
oh, no,
it's like birth
terrible.
Control.
It's absolutely awful.
Total birth control.
Just
for me.
Awful.
Oh, I, you know, while I do think that there's some camaraderie in parenthood and people sort of get it that like anyone with kids would go, yep, I had to give up this and that and another. But there's also an incredible feeling of being part of your own family.
Yes.
Your yeah. own
Creating
little
your
unit.
Own family.
I mean, there's times I look around the house and just stuff and I'm like, why do I keep all this stuff? I don't have kids. Who cares? Nobody's going to care about this stuff. You know?
Well,
like, sorry, it's kind of a depressing thought.
It's an honest thought.
Yeah,
I think that's
like,
that's important.
Nobody's. Why do I keep my high school yearbooks? Nobody's going to look at these things. You know? Why?
You are. Yeah. You're going to look. And if you have kids, someday you'll look at it with them.
I just, I friend the nieces and nephews.
I was going
like,
to say, you have
somebody's
got
to get all this stuff at some point. So.
Yeah, it's
be
fine.
Nice
we'll have
my old
a bonfire
age.
With Uncle Maddie's
yeah.
stuff.
Get a guest house ready for me.
Oh, that's sweet. Anyway, just for future reference, in your next marriage, do your chores in front of your wife.
Wearing a thong.
Wearing a thong.
Thank you, Vinny.
Yes. So Drew Barrymore has a talk show,
mm-hmm.
and this came up on the show. Mr. Clean, everybody's into Mr. Clean. And that half of Americans get turned on watching their partner do household chores. And that was when Ross Matthews said, there's a reason Mr. Clean is so hot, okay? Which, of course, she immediately was like, no. I've wondered why they've fed... Her quote is, I've wondered why they fetishized Mr. Clean. It's like he's pumped and ready for action. And I feel uncomfortable when I see him because he's so sexual. But she's kind of on the record as being like, I'm not into sex.
Well, she's also the lady that danced on David Letterman's desk and flashed him. So
when she was very young.
I know, but I'm saying, so she hasn't always not been into it.
Do you think that it's possible she was just trying to get a, like, I never thought, I thought that was more of like almost a power move from her. Then she wasn't like trying to pick up David Letterman.
I don't think she was trying to pick him up, but I do think that's, flashing your boobs is a sexual move. And
well, or it's like a power thing. She knows that he would take it sexually and she's just, I don't know. I mean, I've just always wondered about it.
I can't break it down in that kind of detail, but I think she probably was into sex at one time and has become less so.
Well, isn't it funny how we're always into sex when there's some new partner involved and then you just, oh, God.
I just read something somewhere about her being on dating apps and like, she's back on the scene.
Is she on Raya? I think I saw
I'm not sure, but I try to just not go too in detail with that stuff, but because I know you might bring it up, but I'm saying she's dating. Everybody who ends up in a breakup at one point, and I have absolutely been this person, the last thing I want is to be in a relationship or be in any situation where someone's asking of me. No thanks. So, but then eventually you start going, you know what I need?
I need
to be around someone I like, and it you get it back.
Aww.
You get that desire and that the thrill, and you meet someone cool, and you're like, "This isn't sad
get
anymore,
naked, dude."
It's actually really great when you get that person back in your life, where you're all, "I really want that."
Mm. Well, anyway, I don't know how people feel about this whole Mr. Clean thing, sexy or disturbing. I just feel like I need to not think about him. But cleaning the house, yes, do that. Clean in front of your wife. Like, it is hot when, you know, maybe has Christine ever said to you, man, it was so hot when you were vacuuming?
No, but I do a lot around the house.
You ever
a lot.
Catch her like, hey.
Yeah, she certainly will come up and grab my butt or give me a swat,
that's nice.
You know, when I'm doing
stuff. I actually get offended if John doesn't grab my butt or...
Oh,
I'm
you
just
do.
Like, what? Did you just walk by me without touching me? Oh. What's going on? That's why I do so much weeding out back, you know?
Oh.
Weeding.
Bent over, yeah.
Yeah. It's not actually why. Anyway, next story. Jenny McCarthy is in the news. And I thought, well, everyone I know has some dietary thing. Like everybody. You know? Even I won't eat raw onions. Just won't do it. Not happening. Like, everybody's got something. And that's mine is, I think, very light. Like, that's the one thing I won't eat. I mean, I'm sure there's other things I wouldn't eat, but that's one of them. But everyone's got, like, celiac or no dairy or, you know, whatever chronic thing they've got going on. Or they're just like, you know what? I am a moral vegetarian. I don't think we should be harming animals. Or I'm a vegan. I don't think we should take anything from animals. Or whatever. Everybody's got a little something. So Jenny McCarthy became a vegan, and she said it almost killed her. However, now she's gone completely to the other side, and all she eats is like meat. And that's it. So it's a total pendulum. So the story here,
only
though.
Only eats meat.
Only eats meat.
Yep. Balance, Jenny, balance. Try that.
Treat yourself around a sausage. But she's saying that like it's, you know, how sick she was. So she's 52. She said she became so ill from being a vegan and almost died before going completely the other direction. She was talking about her plant-based meal plan exacerbating her existing health conditions. Now, she's saying she has celiac disease, dairy intolerance, and a soy allergy. She said, I was just exhausted and fatigued. I was a mess. On the advice of her, quote, functional medical doctor. Is that some term that we're just finding
out? Never heard of it.
Right. Does she mean like not some holistic person just giving her advice? No idea. On the advice of her, quote, functional medicine doctor, she decided to go on the carnivore diet, which exclusively consists of animal byproducts like meat, poultry, eggs, seafood, and fish, which sounds very keto-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So She said that she described this as a last resort diet and said it has been a complete game changer for her. She said it changed my energy. It changed my digestion. She said she's now experiencing much more regularity, which I would think would be completely opposite. She says regular digestion without the aid of laxatives.
So a functional medical doctor is something. It's a licensed medical professional who has got additional training in functional medicine, which is a holistic approach that focuses on identifying underlying causes.
No.
So it is a thing. So that is a title.
So they're a medical doctor, yeah, but they're looking at overall body function,
right,
underlying cause. That's interesting.
Yes.
Oh. Because a lot of times your doctor's just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got any more questions? All right. I got like 50 more people to see today. Thanks for coming in.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
That's what she's saying. She says it changed everything for her.
I don't know how much help she had in preparing to eat vegan. There are people who are able to really make great soup, vegetable soups,
yes,
and, you know, and they
find
always
things that work with their body.
Right. But it's a lot of work,
mm-hmm,
and you have to have
vegan
that
is hard
with you as you head out into the day. You've got to prep and bring food, or you're going to go hungry, or
yep,
you're going to have to eat, I don't know what.
Your hands.
That's
I think
meat.
You can eat your own
you
meat.
You can't eat.
No, you
no,
can eat your own
no
meat, I'm pretty sure. Your own meat's fine. You made that.
Anyway, I'm just saying it's a lot of work. I don't love meat, but I eat meat because I can't do the prep necessary to stay all veg.
Right.
And I also know I'm happy to eat macaroni and bread and rice. I will absolutely eat carbs all
right
day,
now,
every day until I realize all I eat is carbs. And that's why the doctor's always on my back about pre-diabetes, because you're not mixing, because I don't like meat.
Well, you want to eat things that satisfy you and make you feel full. And so, and things like rice and pasta do that. Bread, it does that. You know, it's hard to.
But I have had to make changes recently. I'm working on it as we speak, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, John always says the survivor diet. I'm like, oh, so just don't eat? Thanks. Just go on the survivor diet. You'll be fine. I'm like, oh my God. Also,
they're starving to death.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's not a diet. That's an anti-diet. That's a no diet.
People 415 says people who almost die as vegans are doing it wrong. Yeah, that's kind of the point I was making. It's like you really got to prep. You've really got to add variety, and you probably need someone to help you.
Well, think about some of the stuff that she was saying there. She's like, she's got a soy allergy. So that is, now you're already a vegan and that's gone. Like, there'll be no tofu for you.
Right.
There's no, any kind of like, I don't know, soy-based anything. That's a large sector of food. And then a celiac thing means no wheat and no, you know, no gluten. So what's left? Like, I don't know, sand? Like, what else can you eat?
Well, she's eating all the meat.
Now she is, yeah. No wonder she was fatigued. She was getting no nutrition. Like, I can't eat anything. Yeah. Anyway. They have this big, I'm looking at this thing. I don't know if this is like her. The carnivore diet consists exclusively of animal byproducts like meat, poultry, eggs, seafood, and fish. And they just got this huge, like, spread, which I guess was what she was eating. All these, just, it's just meat and meat and meat for days. I don't even want to look at it. And then they go on to talk about why the meat thing is also, you know, not great for you. Kidney stones are a problem if all you eat is meat, apparently, like a heavy fat diet like that. Protein diet. They say they go on to say why. I'll let you figure it out on your own meat diet. Raising bad cholesterol levels. That's a major concern. Digestive issues. So don't just listen to what one person says about their diet. You know, that's really something that maybe talk to a doctor about. Talk to your functional medicine doctor. And the bottom line is, I don't know. Don't do what Jenny McCarthy does. It didn't seem like it worked for her.
Well, if you mix it up, you should be okay. But
a variety of foods,
yeah,
smaller amounts, whatever.
I will say that on Friday night, after being pretty darn good all week. We went out to eat and they brought this place that we like. They brought this bread and a big hunk of it, put it down in front of me with some warm butter. And I cut this hunk off and I said, I deserve a break. And I,
Yeah, tell me
And
more.
I just
go slower.
Just absolutely put butter all over every inch.
Like a thick coating
thick
of butter.
Layer of butter.
Keep it coming.
Did you cut, was it like getting into all the nooks and crannies?
Every nook was filled.
And did it start melting? Like was the bread warm too?
It was too thick to actually melt. The butter was, but the bread was warm. And here's the other thing is I was so hungry for it.
Was your mouth watering? Did you slowly bring the bread up to your mouth?
Come on, man, tell us more.
And tell us. Did you get butter all over your mouth?
I'm not really that into food, you guys. I mean, honestly, I wanted to humor you. But anyway, yes, I did just go, oh! Well, that was good.
Oh, well, that was over fast. It's not a lot of lead up for a whole lot of nothing. Anyway.
That's a problem.
I'm a man, Sarah. I'm a man.
Just got to shove this bread in my head hole. Move on.
It's all about me.
All right, what you got coming up? I'm asking for
Hold
a
on, I know. Okay. I just wanted to, duh.
Why would I expect anything different?
Okay. Car break-ins are down and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Rock and roll. I'm going to keep on dancing. Don't try to stop me. It's a party. It's a Tuesday, for God's sake. Let's get this party going. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Protect your home with ATCO Pest Control. Termites silently destroy your home. ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatment. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today. Mention Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any termite treatment.
Ooh. That's pretty good. It's good savings.
Sarah and Vinny gets you 10% off at atcopestcontrol.com. Thank you for the assist.
Mm-hmm.
ATCO Pest Control, stopping termites before they start.
Sweet.
Thanks, ATCO. By the way, the clients that we mentioned...
Yes.
Support them, please. Like, please that is what keeps this business functioning and operating.
Yep. That's the formula.
Mm-hmm.
That's the calculation.
Okay, so I wanted to just read this because we've certainly done all the bitching and moaning about all of the car break-ins, and this story is the opposite. Reported SF car break-ins are at a 22-year low.
Oh, that's wonderful. Does that mean every single car's already been broken into and they're done? They got to move to another city? It's like...
Or just nobody's reporting them anymore.
Yeah, everyone's just like, forget it. I just leave my windows down. I can't afford a new window anymore.
Other than here, I didn't report mine anywhere either. So, you know, that's probably part of it. But I do want to say, whatever they say, maybe it's the drones, license plate readers, bait cars they've been doing. Either way, car break-ins are down 50% in 2024. It might also be that people have learned, I can't have anything in my car.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, it's about time we learned that.
Well,
right.
You know, I already had heard that. I remember Christina told me, right when we started dating, she said something like, I've got to put my purse in the back because I don't want anyone to see it. I've been broken into. And I thought, that's... up a little uptight, but okay. But it wasn't. That's exactly what they're doing. They see something they can, and it's just a simply...
Right, smash and grab.
Smash and grab and run. And so I left something on my front seat. I'd never experienced it personally.
It was broad daylight with 50 million people on the sidewalk, and you were walking to a door that was 16 feet from you.
A main street right there by the post office on, what is that, Bryant? Wherever the sports basement is over there. Now I figured I was good, but
in
I was
for
not
five
good.
Minutes.
Yeah. Came out and went, oh, well, now I need to go back in and buy a jacket because I don't have a window to put up. It's cold out
chilly
here.
Chilly on the ride home.
Anyway, congratulations. Whether it's the police presence or these cameras, I'm glad to see that car break-ins are down here in San Francisco, and it's good for everyone.
It is.
People who, I'm one of them. I would shop in the city more if I knew I could put my car somewhere and not have to worry about it.
Right.
Just getting the window replaced is reason to not to.
And especially if it happens to you more than once, it's a huge pain in the ass every single time.
Right.
Oh, I was wondering about your new car. I know that
you scared me half to death.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to alarm you. Your old car had a very upright front window.
Yes.
And you were always talking about, I think over the 10
it's
plus
currently
years.
Currently broken as we speak. Yes. The window.
On your Mercedes.
Yeah.
But are we talking like, you know, a swooping?
It hasn't swooped yet because I went and had a guy put some stuff on it to stop it from continuing.
No, I mean
to
on your new car that you're driving now.
The new car has even had something come up and just went right over the top.
Yes. So it's a little more aerodynamic.
Yes. And that seems to
probably make because it's so fast.
It makes the difference for sure. Yeah. And that car is fast.
You still got juice even when you're going top speed on the highway. Oh, I can pass you. What?
You know, one of the things that I'm a super commuter. I drive very far every day, and I'm driving this new from Frontier Ford, the Mach-E. It's an electric, and I was worried about switching over, but I also was hoping to liberate from that oil change because that is one of the things that just was happening too often.
Well, that and gas stations. Yeah, you had a lot. There were errands you had to run with a car like that.
The difference has been remarkable. Mm. I love it. I'm really enjoying it. So, I mean, decide for yourself.
Yes.
But I'm digging the electric car. And you've been on one for how long now?
Since 2014.
Mm-hmm. But driving in the weather, I was like, I'm not even tripping. And I drive curvy roads regularly. And it handles it like a champ. So it is partly the car. Like, you know, get the right car.
Yep.
Makes the drive a lot better.
Well, you test drove a few. I mean, that was the way to do it. You did your research.
An eighth grader in Massachusetts. Named Sarah Wang.
Oh, I don't know her.
Oh.
Thank you for asking, though.
Darn.
I know. I don't know everyone there. It's weird.
She invented a new device that detects seizures.
Oh.
Her grandmother has epilepsy, and Sarah found out similar devices don't work well or cost a lot of money, so she created a glove called Handband that's more affordable and just showed it off at the National STEM Festival in D.C.
Wow.
They named her National STEM Champion. And now she's looking to get it patented.
That's amazing.
Seizures. That's a thing. It's very scary.
Yes.
So that is a really cool thing, Sarah Wang. Good job.
Yeah, nice work.
Mm-hmm.
What does the E stand for? Science, technology, something, and mathematics.
Engineering?
Oh.
I was going to say that. You beat me to it.
Sorry.
He yelled it right out. I'm so sorry he stepped on you. Stole your fire. Stole your
I was all.
Thunder.
You want to shout it out? I'll fix it in post.
Yeah. Electricity? Elephants? I don't know. What?
Yeah, put those in. Science, technology, electricity, elephants, and math.
I was nowhere near it. Thank you for saving us.
Electricity is definitely a good guess.
Elephants.
Yeah, you kind of undermined yourself there, but
I did this story late yesterday and then had it come up in my personal life right after I was done talking to you guys. So, or here, I left here and talking to you guys. The average amount parents are giving now to their grown children is at a three-year high at almost $1,500 a month. This was the story about how 40% plan to cut off the funds in the next 2 years. But half of all parents with children 18 plus provide them with financial support in 2025. Half.
Mm.
Now, I know of certain generations, mine included, where parents were saying, there's no support. You go get a job.
Right.
You pay for things. And if you don't have money for fun, then guess what you don't have?
Fun.
Right. And so that was sort of how I grew up. And I'm sitting here talking to my buddy and he goes, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. He's divorced, so he has this wife.
Billion.
They have a good... It's not.
It is.
They have a good relationship, and they're co-parenting their adult children, and one of the children has a part-time job and makes money to go have fun.
Yes.
Goes to the bars and goes and travels a little bit.
Oh, that's nice. How old is she? Like early 20s?
Yes.
Still a kid. Still a kid.
Right. Mm. Still a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But the car broke down and the parents were like, you know, hey, your half of the car pay, the car fix is this. And my friend goes,
why are we paying for this?
Why are we paying for the car fix when that person we're talking about goes and parties most nights of the week?
Mm.
Well, you want that person to have fun, right? Well, yeah, but I want to have fun too. And that the bill you just handed me is more than I want to pay for while that person goes out and drinks.
Right.
We're talking about kids.
Yes.
I get it. But do you pay for a water pump for a car when that means you're not going to get to go have fun as a parent?
Yes.
So the kid can.
Yeah. There's where I think the rub is. You know, yeah. If you're sacrificed, like, well, I'm sorry, guys, I can't go to Mexico for our yearly guys trip because my daughter needs a water pump for her car. And she's like, thanks, Dad. Off to the bar. Like that. It feels wrong. I
don't bring this up because I'm mad at the kids or mad at the parents. I bring it up because it's a pretty typical.
Yes.
Situation a parent finds themselves in where they're like, I want my kid to have a great childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But at 24, are we still a child or have we moved on to if you want that car to work, you have to pay for the things that keep that car on the road?
Well, that it comes down to how much pressure has been put on that person. I'm 100% with you. There are definitely things I'm willing to pay for just to keep those kids out of my house. Had enough of that. Had enough of those kids. But that's if they want anything. Luckily, neither one of them has a car. But if they wanted any more than that, no. And you got to be in school. Like, stop it with this.
2025, 18 plus.
Mm.
Parents are, 50% of parents are paying.
And the average was a lot.
Yeah.
What is it? $1,500.
$1,500.
Like, that's a ton of money. But a kid doesn't know that. Kids are like, yeah, whatever. Mom and dad, they got this. Yeah, sure. Pay for my water pump.
It actually, I can hear myself saying, I would have had my car pulled off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then,
yes.
Old guy talk.
Well,
okay, boomer.
Then you had to figure it out and do it.
But that's it. I did have to. Mm-hmm. I'm not making that up. My dad was like,
no, well, I guess you'll have to walk everywhere you go then.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. You're going to take a few nights off from all that beer you're buying and pay for your water pump.
Right.
Eat some ramen.
Right. Mm. A woman in Massachusetts recently ordered DoorDash. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I scan the globe.
Yes.
For Massachusetts stories.
Oh, do you? Thank you. I appreciate that. Reminds me of home.
Yeah.
Mm.
A woman in Massachusetts recently ordered DoorDash, and the delivery guy was her high school science teacher.
Oh. That's depressing.
Why is that depressing?
Because he shouldn't have to DoorDash.
She loved him, Mr. Krabappel, or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. But he's like a gig worker guy?
On. All right. He retired in 2013 after 38 years of teaching.
Okay.
He's been DoorDashing to help pay his son's tuition, though.
That's nice.
Back to, you know, the parents going.
Oh, look, I'm retired. Let me just get a job so I can continue to pay for your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very generous thing for
He's
parents
a nice
to do.
Man.
I certainly hope that his son is extremely grateful for that.
And here's $3 for the kegger tonight. Have fun. He made a big impact on her as a kid. And she went on to become a physician assistant.
Oh.
Science teachers.
Yes, yes.
Science! So she returned the favor and surprised him with a big payday. She set up a GoFundMe and raised over $40,000.
GoFundMe's.
Jesus.
It's GoFundMe's.
I gotta figure this
I don't understand how that happened. What do you mean?
She set up a GoFundMe and said, my favorite science teacher is having to do DoorDash work, gig work, in order to pay for his kid's tuition. I would like to see some people put some money together and help this guy out.
And people
did
it. You know, I feel like we're enabling the kid here.
Well, yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, what do you mean?
I just don't like it. I don't know. It gets to a certain point. Like, I'm sure that the science teachers save money for a kid's education. You know, they run through that. It's like, well, now it's up to you.
I just like to say I work two jobs, and if anybody would like to set up a GoFundMe so I only have to work one, I would I take it. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Set one up and just say that I set it up.
Okay.
I don't have time to do that. Gotta go home.
You realize he's going to leave us, not the other thing, right?
Which one would you choose? Tell us right now.
Go. I'm done with the 3 a.m. wake-up calls.
Which one? If you had to choose, which one?
Between teaching and this?
Yes. I can't believe you're thinking this long.
You really thought he was going to keep the 3 a.m. wake-ups? He's funded by...
By GoFundMe?
Yeah.
No, do not contribute any money to this guy's GoFundMe. Believe us.
I like teaching, but I like this job too, so it'd be a tough one.
Oh my God.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Thanks, Maddie.
I'm here for you.
He's fully lying to you.
I know. I get it. I actually can't look at him anymore.
Finish.
I guess we gotta keep it so
it's
he needs this job.
It's not even a contest. Are you kidding me?
Look over here, Ben. No. Sarah.
It's hurtful. Though.
Love you.
I don't know. You know what? I'm not feeling it.
On top of leaving us, he'll probably be able to buy one of those cool professor jackets with the velvet or the suede.
He has one of those already. You can tell he loves being a professor. And you know he's taking Bob with him.
Yeah.
It's back to just the two of us now. God, how did this happen
back
in the course
being
of
a dark
one
room
minute? Yes, I know. This is just
into
a dark room all morning. Oh. God, those were dark days.
800-400-3697.
Be funny.
650 says, guys, stop calling 20-somethings kids. They're adults, fully developed brains at 25. You're part of the problem.
You're adorable.
No, I
actually agree with that.
That article I read, though, is absolutely about how this is societal. Mm. It's not just a Bay Area thing or just a Sarah thing or just a my buddy thing. It's we're at that place right now where parents have decided, yeah, but times are hard. Let the kid have some fun.
Times are
you know what
hard.
They need? More kegs and less.
Yeah, I'm not.
You
know, they don't need more kegs.
Yeah, well, maybe they do.
You know what? You're right. Maybe they do. Let's set up a GoFundMe for kegs.
Well, they're being thoughtful if they're buying kegs. It's, you know, they're saving money. It's good for the environment. Good for them.
And all their friends are stoked. And by the way, it's not $3 a cup anymore. Okay, back to you.
How much does it cost for a keg now? It should be $35 for a keg.
Oh, that's adorable. Is it? How much is a keg now?
Look up the price of a keg.
The last time I got a keg, I think we got a pony and it was $35.
Okay, well, even a pony would...
Depends on what you want.
Okay, well, let's go Budweiser.
Or Coors.
Budweiser keg is $140 for 15 gallon, you know, full-size keg.
Yes. Now let's go.
I don't have all of them, but like if you wanted like a Blue Moon,
what
a Belgian
about,
white,
no,
$195.
No, yes. You went the 195. Wrong way. Go back down the other way to Schaefer.
Go to Old Milwaukee.
Hold on. I don't even know if they make Old Milwaukee still.
Do you know Schaefer?
Sure, I've heard of Schaefer.
Yeah, I mean, it is garbage. Sorry, Schaefer. I know.
Sorry,
I'm trying your hardest.
Maybe they were just about to come on as a client.
They don't make Old Milwaukee anymore. Oh, it's still available. Yeah. Sorry.
How about like a Light, Miller Light?
There we go. That's an easy one. Okay.
What's a full keg of Miller Light?
Oops, hold on.
Buck. It's going to be $135.
Listen to this. 510 says, my daughter's a college graduate with a corporate job at Snapchat who owns a home, and I still pay for her car insurance and cell phone.
Oh, well, how generous
what
of you.
You can get a kegger of Miller Lite for as low as $73.
Oh, only $73.
That's for the pony, though.
Oh, the pony.
Oh,
I want a full
a pony.
Keg.
$134. Mm.
Still, it's less than the...
We're even hoping there's a little leftover for the morning.
Oh, my God. Isn't it warm and gross by then?
Doesn't matter in the morning.
What's wrong with you?
I don't... you know what? I actually don't know. Maybe you should tell me because I don't know. Okay. Any other texts that you wanted to get to?
Car break-ins are down because no one drives into the city anymore, says 408. Stop it.
I know. I was
don't be
that
negative.
More,
that's terrible.
Everyone got rid of their car. Everybody's just like staying away. All the break-ins are down because every car is just burnt out on the side of the road.
Sarah, you're cracking me up with your sexy food porn talk.
Oh. Well, that wasn't just me. That was all of us.
That was you.
Well, it was you telling me what you were doing with the butter and stuff.
Right.
See, it wasn't just me. You just rated me.
What's coming up in the trash?
Kanye, please stop. Plus Linkin Park and the Spice Girls.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.